How was a man with 10% of a brain able to function normally? What did 16th century Arctic explorers eat that made their skin fall off? Why did Columbus think the Earth had a nipple like a breast? Learn the history behind these stories and well over 100 more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Check out my other book too, link in the description.
Well, so we can perceive the, and the only thing we perceive will be... What would you say to those who think that the mind proves that physicalism is false?
I've heard some of those discussions before. I actually just the other day was watching a YouTube video that was trying to demonstrate this, and it's the woman who Sally's room or something like that. It's called.
I am not sure. I watch another channel, but it's not in English.
Yeah, I don't know, the thought experiment that tries to prove that materialism or physicalism, whatever, is false, goes that there's this woman, I think her name is Sally or Sarah, whatever, and she learns, she lives in a black and white room.
Anything about the color red? Is that about the color red?
Anyways, she lives in a black and white room, and they just paint her body black and white. I don't know, it's a silly hypothetical, but whatever. And she knows absolutely everything there is to know about color. She knows all of its properties, its wavelengths, which wavelengths correspond with which label for each color, so on and so forth. But then she goes out into the real world, and then she sees the color red for the first time. Now, the only thing that changed was her perception of it in her mind. Therefore, the only new thing was her mental experience. Therefore, physicalism or materialism is false.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Yeah, it was the color red. So why that does not convince you?
Well, because the only way you can see a mental image of something is for a particular type of photon to hit your retina. And when she was in the black and white room, she was suppressed of all the... Well, it's not even a type of photon. Actually, this is really weird. What the hell is the what the hell is the wavelength of a perfectly gray color that...
From what I understand...
Yeah, what the hell is the wavelength... So in order to really... This is weird. I've never thought about this before. What's the wavelength of anything that's in the gray spectrum, and how is that different from wavelengths in the color spectrum? Although technically, you can drown out information about light just by virtue of the other wavelengths that surround it. Like, white can look black if it's surrounded by sufficient... Buddy, you gotta let me talk. If it's surrounded by sufficiently bright light around it. So... I don't know, I guess. But anyways, my response when I heard that, I thought that was really cool. But my basic response would be, well, no, a photon of the specific wavelength of red light hit her retina, and then her brain formed an image of it. But what's also interesting is this experiment has never been carried out, hopefully, but we don't actually know if she even would be able to see red. I mean, she probably would, but I guess we don't know that for sure. But in either case, I don't think it really dismantles it.
Interesting. Okay, to answer your previous question, gray is formed when wavelengths of all colors get combined, but they have low bright. That is, gray is simply white. That is a combination of our wavelengths, both in... with too little brightness.
So you're just getting a combination of all of the photons unfiltered, and so your brain just says it's gray. I mean, I guess I knew that about white light. and that just would be what gray is, and black would be you're getting all the photons, just so few of them, so it looks black. Yeah, I guess that would be the explanation for it. But that doesn't make any sense, because that means that black ink is actually all of the colors of ink.
No, there's just
not a lot of color information. This is getting really weird, and it's separate from the debate, so let's just try to forget it.
So, back to the mind.
Yeah.
Well, my main reason for why I think the mind refutes materialism or physicalism is because I don't see how the combination of multiple physical processes can lead to something that is so radically distinct from everything physical, such as the mind.
Okay.
And
So I hold the position that everything we know about mental states is that they're produced from brain states. Do you disagree with that?
I would challenge the presupposition that they must be necessary a causal relationship brain mind. There is a clear correlation between the brain and the mind. Nobody negates that. But I would say that that's not enough to prove that it's only from the brain to the mind, and that the mind
I didn't say that it was. I said everything we know about it. I've never had anybody ever be able to respond to the fact that you can physically alter your mental states, but nobody's ever been able to give a demonstration of mentally altering a physical state.
How about the fact that when I desire something, if I desire to, my hand moves. So
does that process begin?
Well, so we can perceive via physical test from the brain is the first that we perceive.
How does your brain go about having thoughts?
As far as we can perceive, there are multiple neurons interacting with each other and exchanging
neurons. Neurons don't have thoughts.
Exactly.
A neuron is a physical thing. So you've described the chain of events as beginning physically and then extending to the mental state. So you've proved my point.
No, what I meant was that the first we can perceive, and the only thing we perceive will be the physical state, but... sorry?
The fucking chicken, it's just so funny. But I'm listening.
Sorry, I leave. It's just that they are always here. They are next to outside my window.
Where do you live? You don't have to tell me, but I'm just curious.
Technically, I live in the United States, but I am from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Anyway, so what I will say is that while it is the case that we can only perceive the brain, I am not sure if that will prove that the brain state is the only thing that causes the effect. I watch a lot of videos of this, and I come here with all the arguments, but then my mind just forgets. This is harder than it seems. But again, actually, that's my point. Do you know what a philosophical zombie is?
Yeah, I know what a pea zombie is. Yeah, it lacks a subjective experience, but it's exactly like a human being. It's indistinguishable.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to me, because if there can be a pea zombie, that is a being that looks exactly like a human but has no inner world, will not that show that the mind can't be strictly from the physical, or would you say that P zombies are simply impossible?
I am not committed to telling you that dualism is false or anything like that. It's just that I don't think what we currently know is everything we know about mental states is that they are derivations of physical states, brain states. And the problem with a pea zombie is it's very interesting, but it doesn't prove anything because you can't know. You can't know if another being with a subjective experience is having a subjective experience. There are tests you can do for it. You can inductively come to a very high degree of confidence, but you can't know it because this goes back to the other. It's kind of like the hard problem of consciousness, but there's that famous paper. I don't remember who wrote it, but the guy argues the hardest problem in philosophy is knowing what it's like to be a bat because you can't do it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I remember it.
Yeah. So the pea zombie, theoretically, I think it probably, I don't know if it would falsify physicalism, but let's just say that it would. But we can't know that pea zombies exist. So, because you can imagine it to be true, it doesn't disprove a worldview or whatever.
Okay, interesting point. Okay, let me go to my next argument. I think this is a more foundational argument. What would you say if I told you that for me it simply seems that physically is false because it's pretty clear that I have an inner world. It also seems to me that in a matter that has no life can possibly produce an inner world, a conscience. Therefore, materialism or physicalism must be false.
You're saying that matter cannot produce
It's just that. The argument here, this is the problem of emergentism, which is that the relationship, the difference between consciousness and matter, they are so radically distinct that it does not seem possible how the combination of multiple physical states can produce something like the consciousness. I agree that we know that there is a correlation mind-brain. But what I would say is that it would be like, this is something that I hear, it would be like if whenever you put four shares in a certain position, a pink elephant appears. That's the level of difference that there is between the consciousness and the physical. Oh, what a cute cat.
I don't know what this new argument you're making is.
My argument is that I don't believe that it can be the case that the brain produces the mind due to the clear differences, ontological differences between what we ascribe to consciousness and what we ascribe to matter.
Did you say ontological differences between what we describe as consciousness and what we describe as matter?
Yeah.
I still don't know what the argument here is. You're just like I hear that, but I don't know what the argument is.
The argument is, if consciousness and matter are so radically different, then consciousness can simply emerge from matter. But if consciousness does not emerge from merely matter, then it must be something distinct from matter. And if something distinct from matter and something distinct from the physical exists, okay, then physical is false.
Yeah, so you're just saying that qualia is not matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay, but we don't know if qualia is even real. Again, this is basically the hard problem of consciousness, and like we could conceptually imagine that this could prove that materialism isn't all that there is, but a hypothetical doesn't prove anything, and really all we have here is a hypothetical.
Yeah, Hold on, let me think for a sec.
Gonna go consult the notes. Kitty Cat Peterson, why are you so tuckered, huh? Why are you so tuckered? What is Kitty's name? No Rush. Her name is literally Kitty Cat Peterson.
Hold on. I forgot my point. I can't believe it. Is not subjective experience a form of qualia?
Well, the idea would be, I don't think that you concede that if you have a subjective experience, then it's made of qualia, because qualia is the idea that the mental experience that you have is not the same thing as how do I even want to say this? It's not the same thing as the brain states that are producing it. So you'd have to demonstrate that.
Oh, I love that.
And if, I mean, to me, if there's a one-to-one correspondence, then it would still be physical.
If there is a one-to-one correspondence with what?
Then it would still be physical.
Yeah, but one-to-one between what? Between the physical and the mental states?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I forgot. It's easy to read and watch videos about this and think, I have the perfect argument. And then you come here and the argument just disappears. Well, what else was? Well, I don't know. I will try to come another day with better arguments. I should have been more prepared to come here.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. How do I leave?
I will. I will do it for you. Alrighty, everybody, that was fun. Let me.